One, two, three. What a welcome, everybody, to Mom and Dad Talks, where favorite two people are Mom and Dad. And Mom and Dad, how you doing today?
Doing just fine. Doing just fine.
Thank you.
You know, I think the thing that's really disturbing here, everybody, is the Baltimore bridge collapse. First of all, it's a tragedy on all fronts on that. We have a little visitor here, a little nephew, Elijah. But be quiet. So, you know, let's talk about Baltimore. And because you know, first of all, it's a tragedy. You know, when I saw it, I have some friends who live in Baltimore. Some people were trying to get on there. And so so what was happening was it was kind of disturbing when I found out that some of my friends were going to drive that night on that bridge. Mm-hmm. And it was only by the grace of God they didn't. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there's people that lost their lives. What do you guys think about the tragedy in itself? Because there's a lot of comments on it. We'll get those in just a second. But what are your guys' thoughts on that?
I really felt it was a real tragedy that occurred. And what it was really a tragedy is these men were doing their job, and they were doing a job that no one else wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
which is filling potholes, you know. And they lost their lives.
Yeah.
And my heart goes out to them for being on the job, doing their job. And I believe I heard they were on their lunch break or whatever.
No, they were not. They were pouring cement.
Yeah, there's a lot of things on, but the real point is they lost their lives
doing their job
and on the job. And the way the bridge collapsed, I mean, they didn't really have time to do anything. It was just, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, for those who are in cars and stuff, it's something.
My concern and question is concerning that boat hitting the bridge. They were not cognizant that boat was close to enough to the bridge to knock it down. You know,
you got to remember, Mom, boats go under bridges all the time, especially when they're up that high. You know, usually there's no drawbridge, and it's up that high. So you're not expecting a boat to hit a column on the bridge like that.
Not expecting the boat to be that high that it would hit, that it wouldn't go under the bridge.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there an engine failure?
Yeah, there was an engine failure.
So they couldn't steer.
Right.
They were just drifting, and they couldn't stop.
Right.
And they hit that bridge.
Yeah. Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, it's an older bridge,
mm-hmm.
and with that kind, you know, back then they didn't have freighters that were of that size. You know, ironically that you know you see that a lot, so that's what's happening there. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's the kind of stuff that happens. You know what I'm saying?
Ew.
So, what I'm saying is, Mom and Dad, is that it's a tragedy. And, you know, from the reports I was reading about, this has happened before,
mm-hmm.
this particular boat here hit another bridge with the power going out. And a lot of questions on that. But I think the thing here that's even more disturbing is this. What disturbs me is this, that President Donald Trump made some statements about the mayor of Baltimore and these gentlemen's, you know, who were just trying to get a job. You know, they were good. You know, they weren't trying to.
Was he making a statement about the mayor or the governor?
Well, both. I mean, I'm reading this report here. It says a firestorm began Sunday when Trump attacked Maryland Rep. Elijah Cummings, calling him a brutal bully in response to Cummings' recent criticism of the administration's immigration policies at the southern border. The president made several derogatory comments about Cummings' majority black district, calling it a dangerous and filthy place that is considered the worst in the USA. And this is what this article is saying. Since Trump's comments, many of his supporters had defended him by claiming his statements about Baltimore Cummings' districts are factually accurate. But a closer look at the data from the district paints a very different picture, suggesting that the president's tweets are either incorrect or exaggerated and lacking context. And that's what the article stated there, you know. And unfortunately, you know, this is a tragedy.
Yeah. Terrible tragedy.
And you know, when you know
I heard
instead of having a solution to make it better, you're just trying to say, I'm just going to get rid of people. It's very disturbing to me. You know, this country was built on immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the only people here that came that were here were the Native Americans.
Right.
So everybody in here has been an immigrant.
Right.
All of us are immigrants.
Yeah. So whether you got here by chains or you willfully came here by boat, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's the kind of thing that happens. So, mm-hmm. you know, that it was very, very disturbing to just to, you know, we have a thing on our Statue of Liberty says, give us your tired, your poor, your earning master, you're going to be free. You know what I'm saying? That's on the Statue of Liberty. Now, there's a lot of people that have different opinions and stuff like that. But like I said, in this tragedy, as a presidential candidate, shouldn't you bring people together and understand the tragedy?
Mm-hmm.
And deal with that. But instead, these people lost their lives, and you know, you see this kind of bad situation here.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest part in this tragedy is that the fact that they only found two people out of the seven. To not have a body to give mm-hmm. To say your farewell and goodbyes to, mm-hmm. that has to be very, very saddened for the families who don't have that family member to bring back, and you know, just so they can have a closure.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that I feel bad also concerning this accident that happened, because they will never be able to really accept the fact that their loved one is gone unless they, you know, mm-hmm. see that, you know, mm-hmm. see them if there's no life in them.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's the kind of thing that I think that this whole thing that people lost their lives, and instead of trying to bring healing, we're trying to bring divisiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that's kind of where, you know, where some of America is at this point, where they don't, you know, care about human lives, human mm-hmm. people, which makes me wonder, right. you know, as Christians, where are the Christians really at?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes me question, you know, if there are Christians that are doing, now I can understand if you don't believe in God, but if you believe in God,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of disturbing to me. You would have that kind of behavior.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like I said, at the end of the day, the Bible does talk about how you treat strangers.
Mm-hmm. Be careful.
Be careful to entertain strangers, because
sometimes entertain strangers unaware.
Angels unaware, and so you know that's a very, very powerful statement from the Bible to mm-hmm. always be able to do that. But the problem that you have is that most people don't read their Bible.
Right.
They read fanaticism, and so they just do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So so disturbing is. Racism is raising its ugly head right now,
mm-hmm.
and that's all it is. It's just pure, downright racism. Whether you're Black, Hispanic, or whatever country you're from, it's the white supremacy that is just so ugly at this time right mm-hmm. now. And people feel privileged simply because of the color of their skin.
Yeah. Well, worse than that is that they feel that they don't have to, you know what I'm saying, but see us as human beings. Mm-hmm. And that's the most terrifying thing. You call yourself a Christian, but you don't really believe in God. You really believe in evolution, which mm-hmm. is contrary. And think about it. You know, we talk about this quite a bit on Mom and Dad Talks, is that you want to get rid of Black history, but you don't get rid of evolution. And you call yourself a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
There's more of a thing there with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's more of a thing with that. So, like I said, that's the kind of stuff that you run into. Mm-hmm. So, what are your thoughts before we get ready to close on Mom and Dad Talks?
Well, it's interesting. We need to show more love for our brothers and sisters, regardless of their race, ethnic, mm-hmm. wherever they came from. But we need to show love.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus loves everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to be a white heaven or a Black heaven or
mm-hmm.
Asian heaven, but all people.
Yeah, and so we just have Hanty. Hey, Hanty, how you doing? Good to see you, Hanty.
Oh,
now you're feeling better. So Hanty, tell us real quick. We're talking about the Baltimore Bridge and the whole, but the inflammatory remarks that our former president has made to cause, you know, at this time, you know, you would think you'd be more presidential, you know. So, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't have anything to say about what somebody else says.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sensitive to me. It's very sensitive because I can't swim and I'm scared of water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can only imagine. I put myself in their place. They probably didn't even know what hit them.
Yeah.
And that's what I would comment on. But to comment on something somebody else said,
mm-hmm.
I'm for squashing junk stuff mm-hmm. like that. Because I don't repeat it. I don't entertain it. I don't bring it into my being. It just doesn't work with me.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great healthy attitude to have. And like I said, you know, getting all perspectives, you know, because like I said, you know, I think that's the main thing about mom and dad talks is that people want to hear your perspective. So, you know, mom, you have any final thoughts before we get ready to close here?
My final thought is that I'm looking forward to the day when this earth and this world will have no more hatred or bias against race, creed, or color, because we are coming to the end of Earth's history, I believe. And that's the one thing that I would like to leave with people, that we're not going to be here a long, long time. I had a friend that stopped by tonight, just briefly, and we were talking about the eclipse. And the next eclipse that they say that's going to occur will be in 2044. Mm-hmm. And I told this person I'll be 99 at that time, should the world last that long. But my take is that it's not gonna last that long to me in 20 more years. I cannot see that existing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want to leave.
And I just want to leave with this thought. See, Baltimore has been extremely segregated since 1911. When the city council issued an ordinance for preserving peace, preventing conflict and ill feeling by assigning separate blocks for white and colored people for residences, churches, and schools. That segregation continues informally today.
Mm-hmm.
That's just to let you all know that, you know, people love to put people in places so that they can feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Or as a child of God, she'll feel safe no matter where you're at.
That's
all I'm saying is that as Christians, let's start being Christians, and you're trying to save people versus trying to convert people to give you money.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between trying to save people and trying to take people's money in Christianity, and that's not what we're all about. We're all about making everybody's lives better, not just our family, but everybody we come in contact to. And I think that's part of the Christianity that's been forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you agree with me or not, whether you're of a different race or not, I still love you as my brother. I hope you do the same thing, but, you know, not everybody will love you. And that's why the Bible says love your enemies. So with that, we're going to leave everybody. Hope you all learned something today. And if not, hope you have it. All right. Yeah. See you next time on Mom and Dad Talks.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.